Martin Rager, Rager Dykes Auto Group, he and his good friend Rick Dykes.
He's not still on the treadmill?
Well, no. I think
am on there.
He's walking, but here's the thing. The thing is, he's like, man, okay, I'll slow down so I can talk to you.
Oh, okay.
But the reason why that one of the reasons why they put this thing downtown, they purchased a property downtown at 13 and J. It's the Green Building and the Cobb Building, I think. And they're going to have a top floor with their own workout center for all their employees. See, this way he didn't have to leave
cool.
work to go work out.
You know, nice.
So, I mean, that's a great idea. Hey, Bart, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your property acquisition downtown.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Now the top floor is going to be where my office is. There's a huge basement that's going to be the workout facility with men's and women's locker rooms and all that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Every time we try and get you on the radio, you're like, man, dude, I'm in a routine, and I can't stop. And well, that's very admirable because
yeah, that's the way you have to do exercise. Yeah,
you stay on track.
It has to be routinely part of your life. That's right.
Oh. You know, I started this. You know, I was always in shape, and then you know, in 2005, I kind of got a little bit out of shape. So I try to work out for sure Monday through Friday in the mornings since 2005. So about 8 years, I guess.
Oh, nice. Okay. Hey, this is pretty, a lot of people think it's a real bold move. And they say, wow, you know, Rager Dykes moving downtown, but you're based out of downtown Lubbock. You've
yeah.
been down there at, what's the address of,
1211 19th.
Right, 1211 19th Street. And, Rager Automall's been there for, what, about 10 years?
Yes, sir. Yeah. In, October, it was 10 years. And I still remember the first week or so I was down there. You know, you got some people that are always doubting Thomas's, you know, no matter what you do, that, you know, if $1 million comes to their lap, they, you know, they find something wrong with it, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, but when I got down there on 19th Street, you know, a bunch of people said, oh, man, why is he going there? Because that building had been the Mears Mazda building and had been vacant for a long time. And, you know, now it's just the highest volume pre-owned used car lot anywhere probably between Dallas and Denver. So I guess it worked pretty good.
Well, it just goes to show you, man, it's not what you do, but it's how you do it. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
if you know what you're doing, you can make it work anywhere.
Yeah. Now, okay. Now the Green and Cobb building, between those two buildings, how many floors do you have and how much square footage?
It's 75,000 square feet and, six stories in the Green building and three stories in the Cobb building, counting the basement.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so basically, I know you guys are busting at the seams, and you're really moving fast on this because you just built a new corporate headquarters, and you can't keep your shirt tucked in over there, can you?
No, you know, we've been in our new corporate headquarters for over on 1111 19th for a little over a year, and it's beautiful. I love it. I love the conference room, but honestly, Tom, it's too small now. With more and more employees, you know, we're up to about 400 employees now. And, you know, we've got a huge thing rolling out in the next few months with our, internet marketing, which is going to really take us in a lot more markets than we're in a lot bigger way. And, for which we're going to need an entire sales team to deal with that part of the business, which I'm thinking that may be what ends up happening with the building that I'm in right now.
Right. Okay. Now, you've already started construction. When do you guys think you're going to have this complete and to the point where you're going to be moving in?
Oh, well, golly, I hadn't even really thought about that. But, you know, I told you on the phone earlier, Chris Evans is our construction guy that we're blessed to have, you know, because he's been building Discount Tires and Best Buys and Kohl's department stores all around the United States for a company out of California. And he and I just happened to know each other from football at Tech. And so he tells me in January we're going to start re-roofing them. Right now they're just cleaning out. And we put some nice Christmas lights up there and some flags and painted the graffiti so far. But, you know, it'll be a sequence where we roof the buildings and then replace windows, you know, get it secure. And, you know, we have hired some security now that patrols, you know, on 19th and goes over there, try to keep people from trying to live in there. And, you know, he tells me it's going to be awesome. You know, we're going to have, you know, they've done a lot of things already as far as checking out the structure and, you know, even checking out the elevators. We're going to have new elevators, but they're going to look old and, the elevator shafts are in good shape. So, you know, there's a lot of flooring in there that's in really good shape. We love, know, Kim Morse had the buildings before us, had actually already done a lot of exposing of the bricks in there. You know, they were going to have loft apartments. And
right.
He had already done like 3 of the 6 floors, and they look awesome. I mean, that's one of the things I fell in love with right from the off the bat. And, you know, one of the other cool things is that the outside of that building right now doesn't look great, but a lot of the reason it doesn't look great is because in the 70s or so, somebody tried to modernize the building by putting some faux structures on the outside that are easily removable. And when we take those off, it's going to look a lot like it did originally, you know, which is more that classic, you know, cast concrete and stuff like that.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of I could get back what I paid for just by selling some of the stuff that's there. You know what I mean? But it's amazing. Yeah.
Nice. Well, congrats on that. Real quick, just tell us just a little bit about Rager Dykes and the business. And I know you guys are, you know, picked up Toyota in Plainview, and you've got Mitsubishi on 82nd Street. You're in Dallas. Where are you headed
Amarillo?
Next? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we just opened up in Amarillo with Mitsubishi 2 months ago. We bought the Pioneer Mitsubishi in December of last year, so a year ago this month, and we've experienced 900% growth that they were doing since we've had it. And so Mitsubishi gave us the point in Amarillo, and we're off to a great start there. You know, we're in the Metroplex, and we're looking to have another dealership or two down there. We're working on a couple of different franchises there. We're in Midland, and we've run out of room in Midland. We had a huge record month there last month, La Mesa. We just closed on a big property in La Mesa, and you know, Darren Epley and the team there has done a great job. But we actually like tripled the size of our service department there recently, and now we've acquired another building that's right directly across the street. That's going to be a reconditioning accessory building. And you know, if you go to La Mesa, we own a lot of property there now because we got to have places to put vehicles on. It's pretty crazy.
Nice. Well, yeah. Hey, Bart, congratulations. We'll let you get back to your workout, and we'll be watching for the progress at 13th and Avenue J. Congrats again.
Hey, appreciate you getting a hold of us, and thanks for all you guys are doing. And I'm just excited about, I think it's going to be huge. We were talking about it earlier, you know, a downtown area for us that live in Lubbock. You know, my dad always told me when I was growing up that, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, but my dad had a lot of pride about how our yard looked, and he always would, like, make me mow it twice if I didn't do it right the first time. And he said, Bart, you know, people can tell a lot about you, how you take care of your stuff. And, you know, I think that, you know, downtown Lubbock says a lot about us in Lubbock that I don't want people to think about us in Lubbock, you know. And so I think we need to clean it up.
I agree.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you're doing.
We got a bunch of great people here. But, you know, if somebody just drove down the interstate and never had been to Lubbock, they said, well, that's not very nice, huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, and I'll tell you this last summer I was in Dallas, and my wife and I grew up in Richardson, and we were watching our son play baseball, but then we decided to spend the night in the hotel that we spent the night in when we got married back in 1987, and we just drove downtown, and we were blown away, you know, because we weren't able, when we were young, we couldn't even go downtown. Our parents would let us drive downtown and stay out of there, and areas that we couldn't even go to are absolutely beautiful. Now, families out there, and it's unbelievable. So, I mean, a lot of places have done it. You know, we can do it. I was in New York City not that long ago, and people were telling me some of the areas I was in used to be run down, and people like Donald Trump and other business people have, you know, come in there and just made stuff that was junk into really nice stuff.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, we appreciate you putting, being one of the first to take a big step forward and do that, man.
Well, you know, there's other people doing it, too. You know, I know that Pioneer building's beautiful down there, and I know NTS is moving back down there, and, you know, Lubbock National Bank's down there. I got, you know, James Arnold and good friends working there. So we're not the only ones, but, hey, we say come on down.
All right, man.
All right, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Bart Rager, Rager Dykes Auto Group. Have a great day, man.
Thank you.